Bobby Meacham, he's former major leaguer, and he's the manager of the Yard Goats in his first year. Kind of nice to make the playoffs in year one. It's good for the resume. It must have been a pretty good summer for you, Bobby.
Yeah, we had a good time. You know, we had to win the first half, which was exciting. Got to pop the fake, you know, fake champagne celebration at the end of the first half. And we really are excited to do this playoff thing.
Now, I was talking to Dooley, Jeff Dooley, the voice of the Yard Goats, about this a little earlier, too, and it's even more acute for you. You deal with a roster that has changed a lot, and you have actually players that started with you that are actually helping the major league club now, and you got guys are tired. Some of these guys have never pitched this many innings or played this many games. I mean, how hard is it for these guys and for you to get them to motivate for a couple more games?
Yeah, you know, the key is, you know, to stay focused. I told these guys all year long, we're in it for to develop these players, but also to win a championship and help to learn how to do that. So we're at the doorstep of doing that, and hopefully we can just focus and stay focused for these guys to be able to do that.
How's it been for you? I mean, you've been, obviously, you played the majors. You've coached and managed all over baseball. New place, new faces, new organization, too. I mean, have you had a good experience? Tell me a little bit about your summer.
It's been great. You know, like you said, a lot of new things. But, you know, I always tell my wife, the players are pretty much the same. You know, it's always the same. They have the same, demeanor, same goals. You know, as your little kid, I think every guy wants to play in the big leagues. And you know, this year's no different. These guys want to get to be good enough to get to the big league level. My job is to help them do that and to not only get the skills to be a big leaguer, but to be a championship big league type player.
Do you have, I don't know how much these kids talk. Like, you probably didn't talk to your manager a ton. You just did what you were told, kept your mouth shut, and played baseball, right? But, like, are you having real conversations with these kids? Because these kids are kids.
Yeah, they talk a little bit more than I did. I did a lot of listening. The key is they have so many people talking to them, so many people trying to help them to achieve their ultimate goal and to be a big leaguer, that my voice is just one of many. And hopefully the voice they hear from me is one that's experienced enough that they want to, you know, take some of the old man's advice and use it to their good.
Is it, you know, how long you been on the coaching side of it?
Oh, my gosh. This is my 34th year.
How much have the kids changed?
You know, they really haven't changed that much. Like I said, the biggest difference is how many people they have to filter. There's so many different...
Everyone wants a piece of them.
Well, it's just there's so many different ones now. It used to be just coaches. Now it's internet. Now it's whatever the videos they look at on guys that teach them how to pitch and how to hit. And it's mental performance coaches. It's nutritionists, sleep specialists. It's all these people that are trying to really help. The particular thing they have to pick through is which guys can help them achieve their goal. And probably the most... the closest to being able to do that is the ones that have already done what they're trying to do.
Sure, which is you. Bobby Meacham joining us here. He's the manager of the Yard Goats. Were you a first-round pick with the Yankees?
First-round pick with the Cardinals.
Cardinals, and then you played for the Yankees.
I got traded, yes.
Although it's nice. Was New York tough, like in terms of like distraction type? St. Louis is like there's not a lot going on, and don't stay away from me, St. Louis.
Well, I was in, you know, A-ball with the Cardinals, and they traded me, and I went straight to the big leagues after half a season, and I loved New York. I mean, that's all I knew in the big leagues. I mean, I thought that's what the big leagues was because that's all I knew, the only team that let me play there, up there. And it was, from what I hear, it was different than other places, but I loved the attention. I loved the fact that they knew the game. Both the fans knew the game well. All the broadcasters and news people knew the game well, and it helped me accountable to be the best I could be. I dotted I's and crossed T's every day so I could stay there.
You know, a couple more questions with Bobby Meacham, manager of the Yard Goats. You know, when it comes to, I did a little bit of coaching and a little bit of I coached one season at the college level for hockey, and one of the lessons you learn, it's pretty obvious to you, but not maybe to everybody, is like, I was always told to watch kids when they didn't have the puck on their stick, you know, whether it's on the bench or back checking or behind the play, or even go to see them play other sports to see how they interacted with that. And so, like, I always like to watch the nuances of watching people. And so when I was on the field over the summer, I watched you. He comes out. And he might have a little OCD in him. He's on the cork board, and he's changing the sheets. And, like, I don't even know how much the sheets are referenced, whether it's the stats or the lineup or this and that. And he's humming a little song. He's got his coffee, and he's humming a little song. And it's another game in July or August, right? It's no different than any other the 100 whatever you play. And you were whistling, and you were saying hello to people. and you were changing, like, to me, like, that meant that you're still engaged and you still enjoy it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. This is a blast. You know, what I enjoy the most is seeing the people around me really take it all in and have fun with it. And not only that, just I learn something new every day. I look forward to getting better at what I do every single day. And this game, I don't know what it is about it, but it drives me to see the little detail stuff like you're talking about to pick up on and learn and use for the later dates.
Isn't it nuts to, like, golf and baseball? I tell my son this because he's getting into golf. He sort of flamed out with baseball. It's like even the best people never stop trying to get better. Like, you can't perfect something and always be good at hitting. It always changes. And, like, absolutely. It's both infuriating, but it's like it's you never stop working even if you've been in the game for 40 years.
There's always these little details that somebody has that you haven't gotten yet. And I always try to tell these guys, when you see somebody do something that's trying to do what you're doing, try to find the nugget. Right? Try to find that little nugget. You know, and sort through the stuff they're saying, sort through the stuff they're doing to the nugget that you don't know about, and then question that and try to imply, you know, apply it to what you're doing. And that's what I try to do every single day I take the field.
It's like when Judge goes 3 weeks without hitting a home run. You're like, how's that possible? Right? Like, how does that guy not hit a home run in 3 weeks? And it's just like, it's bleeping hard.
Well, I tell these guys all the time, I admire them so much because they work so hard every single day to achieve a goal that's no guarantee they're going to get there. And that's what we're doing out here with these guys every day, Brian. It's just putting it all together for them, helping them enjoy what they're doing, but at the same time work like crazy because this is really hard and there's no guarantees.
So tonight at 7, it's the Hartford Yard Goats against the Somerset Patriots, the Yankees AA affiliate. If the Yard Goats win, they'll have another game tomorrow night. And it's sort of like you lose and you go home. And that's where we're at. And, I mean, it kind of would be nice to beat the Yankees, right? Wouldn't it?
Well, yeah, absolutely. I mean, they traded me once. They fired me as a coach. So
let's stick it. Do the kids know that?
I love the – well, yeah, I better tell them that today. I love the Yankees. Now, once a Yankee, always a Yankee, I guess, like they say. But that would be nice. That would be really nice.
What about that team – like, I guess people tell me, I saw 3 games this summer, and I have to be honest, like, I'm not fully focused on the game every minute that I'm here. But people say that you're aggressive on the bases, and that's your style. Mm-hmm. And, you know, obviously the Yankees are pretty stacked. They have a lot of talent, even though they lost some of the talent to the bigs as well. They kind of have your number. Like, what do you need to do to extend the season?
You know, I always say be yourself. I tell these guys, you know, be yourself. If you're aggressive, I'm an aggressive person. I just the way I am. I, you know, I can't blame the guys for swinging at strike 3 over their head sometimes because it's a 3-2 count. Because if you're aggressive, stay that way, and hopefully your focus makes you better. If you're a little bit more select, go ahead and do that. Be yourself. Go out there and be your best version of yourself, and focus and have a blast doing it. And we'll see who comes out on top.
Well, it's great, and I think we're lucky to have you. And I mean, I know that baseball is the same for managers that it is for players. I mean, if you get the call to the bigs, we won't see you next year, but maybe you'll be back. And if you're back, it's great for us, and we hope you had a good summer. I mean, this is a pretty nice ballpark for the minors.
What a great it's been great all season long. The people around here have been great. The fans, the front office, everything's been great. The city of Hartford, how they come out and support. It's been a blast for me. I hope it's been a blast for the fans, for our players also.
Yeah, super fun. Bobby, thank you so much. Good luck tonight.
Thanks, Brian.
Bobby Meacham, manager of the Hartford Yard Goats and former big leaguer, and just an ocean of knowledge when it comes to baseball. And you could tell by the field because they've made the playoffs and we got a game tonight. And like I said, there are some seats still available and the field looks awesome. The sun is out. I mean, now I wish we were outside, Rex. You know, I definitely wish we were outside.